Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
Drive on air.
Friday night, yaggedy yak.
Don't go back.
Oh. Hi, this is Micah with Jive on Air, and our panel today is
Kaylee,
Cameron,
Ethan,
Roberto,
James,
Dustin,
and Peyton,
Micah, and
Miss Ruggiero.
And today we're going to be talking about unicorns. So, who believes in unicorns?
Big. Right here.
I don't.
Unicorns are real. They hop on rainbows.
Yeah, we've seen them beneath them.
Unicorn has some big thorns.
Or
dragons. Cooler.
I think we should go in a circle and get opinions.
Okay. Mr. Jerry, what do you think about unicorns?
I think that unless you have a white horse that you have put horns on or horn on, then it is not real.
Yeah, I've seen a unicorn before. I think they're real.
Unicorns are real, 100%. I should know, I've seen them before. Yeah, I was hopping on a rainbow.
My name is Robert, and I believe in unicorns.
I don't believe
unicorns. Unicorns are cool.
I drive them in my sleep. I sleep, I saw one hopping on a rainbow.
James, what do you think about unicorns?
I think they're 100% fake. Because a horse with one horn just doesn't seem...
It's like a white whale.
It's like a unicorn.
It's like a narwhal, but it's a horse.
Unite.
And plus, if it's a horse with a horn, why would they call it a unicorn?
Unless we want to call it a tricorn.
Yeah, why wouldn't they call it a unicorn?
They call it a unicorn.
Dusty, what do you think about it?
I'm still deciding.
Dusty,
the
unicorns are real.
Unicorns are fake. I went with fake. Fake is my...
Hey, dude.
No, no.
You don't know, you need an answer.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe in them or not.
What?
I don't know if I believe in them or not.
They are 100% real.
Okay.
Get this away from my face.
100% realistic.
Jokes are bad.
Amazing.
Says who?
I'm just joking.
I took so many sheets. I believe in unicorns.
Well, they're not called unicorns.
What are they called?
I've seen pictures on the internet and they look pretty real.
Well, how do you know they didn't strap one of those party hats onto a horse's head?
Because there was no strap on there.
Dude, those lines are white. They can put it on a white horse. And then they could call it a unicorn.
Not all unicorns are white, you know.
Yeah, I bet they all are.
Uh-huh,
have you ever seen a unicorn?
There could be a unicorn right behind me, and I wouldn't even know it.
Oh, the unicorn!
I know, right?
Unicorn!
His name's Bob.
You stole my tape!
I know, right? His name's Bob.
Okay, so what do you... Have you ever seen a unicorn in real life?
Wait, one person
at a time. Ethan's has seen a unicorn hopping on rainbows this summer. It's pretty cool.
Those are bad.
Yeah.
I seen them in my sleep, that's all. I was riding them.
I have never seen a unicorn because
unicorn.
I don't believe in them.
Unicorn.
I do have a horse.
I have not seen one also in my life.
Peyton, have you ever seen one?
No. Actually, yes, I have.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
I saw them last night in my dream while I was sleeping.
That doesn't count. I mean, like, in real life.
Yes, I saw one.
You saw one. Yep. What were you doing last night?
What?
Have you ever seen a unicorn?
Were you with?
No.
Sleeping? I was sleeping.
Have you ever seen a horse with a horn on it, Cam?
I said, who are you?
Horse
with
horn on it? No, I haven't. I don't even think I saw a horse.
You've never seen a horse before?
I have.
Have you ever seen a unicorn, Mr.
Cheerio? Unicorns are not real, therefore I've never seen a unicorn.
Therefore, I'm not a scientist.
Unicorns are not fake, they're 100%
real, just like the happy face rock.
I don't know.
Doesn't the unicorn like games. You know how
you gonna make me?
Be quiet.
You know that's on the radio, James.
Oh well, you know the stories about unicorns and how like off of the movie Narnia, how did they do that to the horse? There was a unicorn in there. How did
animation.
They do that to the horse?
There was no horse. Which Narnia? Which Narnia? The first or second one?
Princess from.
That's the second one.
The one where they fought.
The first one you mean, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Or the second one with Prince Caspian.
There was a unicorn in there. And how did they do that? It looked really real.
The Witch and the Wardrobe, or whatever that's called.
The Witch and the Wardrobe.
We're gonna take a break now.
Remind me of the babe.
What,
babe? Babe with the power. Power of voodoo.
Voodoo.
You do.
Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
I saw my baby crying for this babe could cry.
What could I do?
Slap that baby,
make it free.
Dance, dance, dance.
So in the medieval times, the unicorn was considered to be the size of a donkey or a goat. It was white and had the head of a deer, the body of a horse, the tail of a lion, and the beard of a goat, and had hooves. In the folklore times, unicorns could only be captured by virgins. If the maiden they approached was merely pretending to be a virgin, the unicorn would kill her. The famous traveler Marco Polo agreed the unicorn was only tamable by maidens. But when he wrote about the unicorn he'd been shown, he described it like this: scarcely smaller than elephants, they have the hair of a buffalo and feet like an elephant's. They have a single large black horn in the middle of the forehead. They have a head like a wild boar's. They spend their time wallowing in mud and slime. They are very ugly, and they're very ugly to look at. It has since been realized Marco Polo was describing a rhinoceros.
Well, if a unicorn is supposed to be fancy and white like they show on the TV, how come in Marco Polo's story they're ugly and disgusting like pigs?
Because he wasn't shown a unicorn, what was he shown?
Later on they said that it was a rhinoceros.
It was a rhinoceros.
But where he went, they all said it was a unicorn.
Oh, yeah, that's a unicorn. That's okay.
Long, long time ago, where there was still magic in the world, and things were not always what they seemed to be, in a ruined castle in the far north of England, there dwelt a fair maid with eyes as black as the shoes in the northern blossom in the March. Okay. And then it says her family got her a unicorn, and it said that it was as white as the first fall of snow on Muckleshire, and the highest of the nearby hills. And it said that it resembled a young deer, except that instead of antlers, it had one horn growing from the middle of its velvety forehead, and his eyes, unlike the brown of the deer, were as blue as the speedwell which grew in the castle.
Thank you.
still have to make it longer.
And here are some facts. There are 7 famous Gothic tapestries that depict the hunt and capture of the unicorn. The unicorn has been a part of the royal seal of Scotland since the 1300s, when James became king of both Scotland and England. He redrew the royal coat of arms to include both the Lion of England and the Scottish unicorn. Legend states that Noah included unicorns from the Ark, thereby making them extinct today. There are a number of references to unicorns in the King James Version of the Bible. Comparisons with older and newer versions translate unicorn into bull or oryx.
Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, why do unicorns have a horn on their forehead?
A
horn on their forehead.
It's a unicorn.
Oh my god. Serious? We're just talking about unicorns.
I know.
But which one? A unicorn is a horse with a horn on their forehead.
Yeah.
Just one horn, though.
Yeah. In Harry Potter, they have magical properties.
What? Yeah.
True.
They're
like
magical
unicorn blood and stuff.
Exactly.
Mr. Cheerio? Yes. Nobody's answering my question.
Well, I forgot your question. What is it again?
I said, why do unicorns have a horn on their head?
One horn?
Yeah.
And then if they have two horns, they'll be something else.
She didn't answer my question.
And then if they have three, they'll be like a triceratops. Triceratops. You're looking for yourself. And then if it has four, it'd be a quadruped.
That's quadrilong.
What's a
quadrilong?
Quadrilong. Can I fold the stuff tape over? Okay, you guys are not answering my question, so I have another one.
What was the questions?
I have another question. What is a group of unicorns called?
Blessing?
Really?
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought there's a. I know.
Yeah, it says a group of unicorns is a blessing.
Yeah. Go, Mr. Jiro!
Yay! I thought you didn't believe in unicorns.
I don't, but I know all of the random facts for some reason.
Wow.
That's called
random
facts.
Did you study it in college?
No, I think I read it on last week's Jive, actually.
You guys have.
Who put it up?
No, sure, not sure.
You read that? No, just joking. It says, another question is. Why, are winged unicorns and a horned pegasus the same thing?
No.
Well, doesn't, like, a unicorn and pegasus, like, the horse also?
I don't even know what a pegasus is.
It's Hercules. It's Hercules' trusty steed.
Yeah.
Unicorn is not a flying mammalia.
But there is a flying unicorn.
But pegasus is a flying mammalia.
What's a mammalia?
Nobody knows the scientific name of it.
Freaking
mammalia. I thought it was mammal.
Same thing.
Yeah, why don't you say mammal?
Like a word.
Is that good?
And then another question is, how do you catch a unicorn? It says
you put bait.
And then that. And, okay, you can.
I don't know how to answer that question.
Hi, fashion.
Cam, did you
how
catch
do you
a
catch
unicorn?
A unicorn?
Put Barbies in a basket.
Really? How do you catch a unicorn, cat?
Very carefully.
Yeah.
Very carefully. Okay, here's the answer.
You sneak up on it. Oh, I remember that one. Corey asked us that during class.
No, Miller asked us that.
Whichever
no,
one.
It was Corey.
Yeah. During one of the spelling tests.
With that word, you need.
The answer to that one, it says how to capture a unicorn. It says it is almost impossible to hunt. The only method seems to take advantage of the unicorn's great love of purity.
So love?
No.
Sounds
of course
love.
Love and care.
Holy Robert.
Purity.
Purity.
Oh.
Okay, here you go.
Sick thing.
Is that what I did? Put it on the edge? No?
I was too busy yelling at Robert.
I thought it said purity.
Yeah, it said purity.
How do you catch one?
It says, how do you catch a unicorn? It says,
you
the only method seems to take advantage of the unicorn's great love of purity.
Yeah. Label it.
I don't get that.
Well, how do I do this?
Happy St. Patrick's Day! Purity. I think it means it only likes virgins.
It only likes what?
Virgins.
Virgins?
Yeah.
These are virgins?
That's what it said before when she was reading
Robert.
It.
That's what they said! So.
Oh, and here's another. It says, what is a unicorn?
A unicorn?
Stop throwing things at me.
Ooh.
What color is a unicorn?
White with a horn and red eyes.
Oh, no, you use tape.
Is it not mine on your
to tape it along the bottom?
It's yeah. It said that it can be in rainbow colors.
Use tape.
Well, its tail and its hair, its mane, is probably rainbow colors because they hop on rainbows.
Some despite them as rainbow colors, but the total stereotype.
sometimes black.
I told you they're pure white.
Pure white with either an equal white horn or a gold one. They are either white or black. White with a white or gold horn, black with a black horn. I suppose unicorns can be any color that no horses can be. Hey, what if for a unicorn was like My Little Ponies?
My Little Pony.
I bet they are.
My Little Pony.
You ever lose a pony?
Yeah,
I want to get a pony. I'll ride
to school. Like a pony would want to live up here.
Yeah, a pony probably would if it had a nice
house. It already does. In my shed.
It might
have it does. I used to ride all the time.
You'd be classic if you see if you're coming up to school.
It's bouncy.
It's bouncy.
Oh. It says, are there such things as unicorns?
Yeah.
No, they're fake.
Why do you keep saying it says?
Oh, because I'm reading it off the computer.
It says, the computer says, the says.
Pain, can I see that?
Oh, it says, where there are.
Gray.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
He said, he
in
said,
the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine. Yellow submarine, we all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
And our friends are all aboard, many more of them live next door, and the band begins to play.
What do you think, what would you do if you saw a unicorn? Cameron.
I would probably be freaked out.
Really? That's it?
I'd be freaked out probably, and I'd run away.
I would probably go and tell everybody, get a camera.
Wait, can I change my answer?
Yeah.
I would probably, if I was close to my best friend Douglas's house, I would probably run over and tell him there's a unicorn and we need to hunt that thing.
Oh yeah, we have to double our tangy, our best friend Kaylee.
Okay. Come, Peyton.
Best friends.
What would you do?
I would probably, I'd probably go stop the closest car and tell him to drive to my house, get back in the car and
Get my
you
cow.
You wouldn't go and ride the horse to your house?
Oh, I probably... No, what if it's crazy?
What if it got rabies?
Ask if it was crazy.
Yes, so you ask a unicorn that doesn't talk if it's crazy.
How do you know if unicorns can't talk?
Yeah.
Mike, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Where would unicorns be located?
In Germany.
In your backyard?
So you're telling me if I go in my backyard right now, they should be right there?
You even have a backyard.
Yep. I have a front yard and a backyard.
Dusty, what would you do?
I'd go tell my mom and tell her that Charlie's out. Charlie's a unicorn.
I've never heard of Charlie the Unicorn. You guys always talk about this Charlie the Unicorn. I've never heard of it.
James, what would you do if you saw a unicorn?
What would you do if I saw a unicorn, if they were real?
No, really. If you saw a unicorn, what would you do?
Nothing.
You just stand there and look at it?
No, I just pretty much walk away.
Oh, and then I'd tame my unicorn to let me fly around the
world. Hey, you never asked me yet.
I'll
shoot it.
I'll
run after it with my knife I'm getting today and stab it.
What if you didn't have that knife? What would you do?
I'll just go ride it. I'll go grab a rock and go throw it at its horn, break it, stab it.
Okay. See, if I saw a unicorn, unlike Robert, if I didn't have a knife or a gun, I'd grab a stone, chase after it, and chuck the stone at it.
What if the horse, unicorn came after it?
I'd run until there's a wall in front of me, then I'd turn and the unicorn would run right into the wall.
That's stupid. Like, oh, what if it ran right through the wall?
Or then I'd do what the roadrunner, or what the wolf always does with roadrunner, and put paint a fake little thing on the wall.
Yeah, but see, the wolf never wins.
I know. But I will. Because then, right before it hits, right before it comes, I'll throw a stone at it.
What if you had to throw stones?
I would have a gun.
Isn't that a wolf? It's a coyote.
Don't worry about it.
What do you think?
I think if I saw a unicorn, I would assume there was a gas leak in my house and get out of my house.
Why would you assume that?
Because I'd obviously be going nuts, okay? There's no way that there'd be a unicorn. If other people saw it, then I would assume there's something in the water, and I would call Joe Calver and be like, what's up with the water?
Everybody okay? thinks there's unicorn.
My dad's not trying
to water. Yes, he is.
So?
Okay.
He doesn't care. He'd be like, what the heck?
I think
there's nothing wrong with King Cole's water supplies.
If we were all seeing unicorns,
then we were all
I think we're not talking about drugs. We're talking about unicorns.
I can say something right now, but I don't think it'd be appropriate for the radio.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you got anything else?
I want to answer my question. If I saw a unicorn, I would go and get my sisters and then tell them to ride it.
Right.
You're like, giddy up. You could probably take your sisters to Unicorn Universe.
There is no Unicorn Universe.
How do you know? How do you know unicorns are aliens? They could be on their own separate planet right now.
Like us?
Yeah, and then they could be talking about us saying like, holy crap, what if there are actual people on other universes? maybe it's just like in the myths.
What myths?
They come out. I'm acting as a unicorn right now.
They come out every 7 years.
They come out on every St. Patrick's Day.
Today is St. Patrick's Day. We should have talked about leprechauns.
That's Kaylee's on the in a couple hundred weeks, or however many weeks we have still.
How are unicorns and leprechauns related?
They're not.
Yeah. Someone true corn some TV show.
Santa Claus.